刚刚你讲说累积，累积在哪里？就是
OK，
因为它一直在生灭，
okay，
你就有累积。
Okay. When you talk about accumulation of the understanding, where is it accumulated? If the citta keep falling away,
so each citta arises with the mental factors together with it and falls away instantly, but that understanding or the attachment or the doubt or the not understanding are not lost. They accumulate together with that citta. So it arises, it falls away, but that tendency, that habit, is in the citta and is accumulated with the citta. So that a little bit later, when we hear again about seeing or visible object, it makes sense because that understanding has been accumulated in that citta that has arisen and fallen away.
除了刚刚讲过的了解，不贪爱嗔恨等等，依法也会被累积。那它累积在心里，但是它会传下去，一个一个传。所以刚刚的心灭去了，可是之后你在听到演示。你还是可以了解，它是存在的，它是被传下去的。
And talk about the tendencies that even though they're not arising now, they are being carried by each citta. For example, now no one is angry, but there is that tendency so that if suddenly someone spoke harshly, anger might arise because it has been accumulated.And it's just the same with attachment or with understanding. The tendency is carried by each citta, ready to arise when there are the right conditions.
比如现在你没有生气，对不对？可是或许待会有什么事情让你生气了，所以那个生气其实是一直被传下去、累积起来的。在适当的条件下，它会生气，智慧也一样。
如果它累积在心，我们也看不到心，也摸不到心，也没有办法去感觉那个心啊。
感觉心是吧？
对啊，就是因为如果它是累积在心里，那个心我们现在也摸不到，也感觉不到，也是一个概念，想象那个心是在的吗？
If it's accumulated in the citta, but I cannot feel it, I cannot see the citta.Is that a concept?
You know, when anger arises now, or understanding arises, it's a dhamma, and it's conditioned. So the conditions for the anger now, or the understanding now, is the tendency, or the previous arising of anger or understanding in the past.So it's enough to know that what happens now happens because of different conditions, different causes. So we don't have to understand all those conditions or causes, but when the understanding arises, it can be known. When the anger or the attachment arise, they can be known.
所以这边的重点还是举例，就说你刚刚是好奇。为什么会累积吗？真的会累积吗？对不对？
对，因为说累积在心嘛。
可是如果像现在没有生气，然后你待会碰到什么事情生气了，如果他没有累积，他如果不在心里面的话，他怎么生出来
？What does not appear cannot be directly known。
没有出现的，并没有办法直接知道它，对不对
？So those tendencies that we know we have, but they are not appearing, cannot be known.They can only be thought about.
所以那些潜藏的倾向、生气或智慧，它如果没有升起，还是不能被知道，对不对？我们只能去想着这件事情而已。
But the Buddha's teaching helps us to understand and to directly know what is appearing and can be known.
所以佛陀教导也是在告诉我们，那些没有出现的睡眠烦恼，它是可以被知道的。就是没有浮出来的，即使它现在没有出现，它还是可以被知道。
So in a sense, it's not necessary to think about things that are not appearing and can't be known.
所以从所以如果没有出现的不会被知道，所以去想的那些没有出现的其实也目前也没有帮助。
For example, now there we know there is seeing and hearing, and we know that there's a lot of thinking that follows the seeing and hearing.
比如现在有眼识耳识，对不对？然后看到听到之后是不是一大堆思考？
Because the sound of Vincent's voice that you hear, at the moment of hearing the sound of Vincent's voice, you instantly understand the meaning of the words being spoken.
比如在我在讲中文的时候，你一听到就知道我在讲什么好话。
That understanding of the meaning, is that the hearing consciousness or is that the thinking that follows the hearing consciousness?
那你知道我讲这句话的意思是耳识听到声音呢，还是思考在想这些？
耳识听到，然后对，因为他的那个速度太快了，比如说我听到了，他马上又连接到那个会去分辨跟思考。
OK, OK, so it's hearing first and then immediately thinking about
Do we know the moment of hearing separate from the moment of knowing the meaning of what's being spoken?
我们现在分得出来听的那一刻跟去想这些声音的意义的那些时刻吗？ No,
连在一起的。
They are too太快，对不对？
对，
too fast. No,
同时一起发生。
So what appears most of the time is the thinking, the meaning of the sound that's been heard, the thinking about the sound that's been heard.
所以现在出现最多的是在想的这些话的意思吗？这是出现最多的，
兼顾大妄想。
Also a lot of meaningless concept, thinking about
right,
meaningless,
right? And this is the reality of the present moment.
那这是现在的实相吗？
Is there any wise considering now or wise reflecting now, Joanna?
现在有智慧的思考吗？有智慧吗？
Or I can say useful, let's say useful reflecting.
或者说现在有没有有用有帮助的思考？
因为其实我不知道，我有些今天是第一次听到，比如说没有灵魂，那我那些书籍也是在佛教的书籍里面看到，因为我是那种很容易人家讲什么我就这样接受的人，所以我并没有当时并没有去分辨。我今天如果没有来这里，可能我还是相信哦，人家说有灵魂，我就相信有灵魂，有心就有心。可是我自己没有分辨的能力，什么是真的，什么是实相，
okay,
什么是假的。
Okay, okay.So the question is about its useful thinking, useful reflection or not. Her answer is she read about there is a soul in the book and she is the person who easily accept what people say. So if she is not here today, she never know about there is no soul.
And if there is no hearing now or thinking about no soul, can there be any thinking about no soul?Later today or tomorrow?
Try me again, sorry.
If there is no thinking about no soul now, can there be thinking about no soul at another time if one hasn't heard this?
Okay. 如果你没有听过没有灵魂这件事情，你未来有可能会想到没有灵魂这件事情吗？如果你从来没有听过，你会想到没有灵魂吗？
你说从来没有听过没有灵魂这件事。
如果你今天没有听到，那你下午或明天会不会想到其实没有灵魂？
不会。
No.
This is what is meant by accumulating, like when Ewan said, "Okay, now when we were talking about seeing and just the world that's visible, understanding, but if there hadn't been any understanding before, there couldn't be the understanding now. If there's no thinking." About no soul now, there won't be thinking about no soul later. If there's doubt now, it means because there was doubt that has been accumulated from before. So I'm just trying to point out that whether it's doubt or wise considering or understanding, it's because there is that habit, that tendency for understanding or doubt to condition it to arise now.
所以你如果没有听过没有灵魂，你明天下午也不会想到没有灵魂，这就是累积啊，它传下去了，对不对？
是。
所以同样的智慧也是，或者是怀疑也是，如果你现在了解了眼识是有因缘条件升起的，你之后再听到你会可能会有进一步的了解。所以如果没有累积传下去，没有这趋势传下去，这就是累积的意思。
就是就这个部分你说的累积，我想到我小时候我根本连鬼是什么我都不知道，我只要听到这个字我就开始害怕，然后那个恐惧，我想说，然后我妈就说你一定前辈子做很多坏事，要不然怎么会那么怕鬼。我其实连鬼的概念是什么都不知道，我就开始害怕了，听然后就会躲着，然后我不要听鬼故事，类似这样子的，也是跟你刚刚说的那个累积是一样的嘛。
So when you mentioned about accumulation, when I was a child, the first time when my mom talked about a ghost, I did not even have the idea of what is ghost, but there is fear immediately. Does that also mean the accumulation?
So the fear is accumulated too. So sometimes we don't know. If you didn't know what the meaning of that word ghost was, when you heard the word ghost, would there be fear straight away?
那个恐惧当然是会累积的啊。可是其实如果你从来不知道鬼的意义是什么，你怎么会有
恐惧，
对不对？
这就是我觉得很奇特的地方，我连那个字是什么东西我都不晓得，也没看过，我就开始害怕了。
That's why I'm finding it very peculiar, very strange.
For example, if a Thai friend came up to you and mentions the word ghost in Thai, which you don't understand, would there be fear?
现在有人用泰文讲鬼这个字，你会怕吗？啊？
应该不会，不会，因为有个那什么。
So it's because there's been the hearing of that sound.And fear has been conditioned to arise. But if one has no idea of the meaning of that word, then no fear when one hears those sounds.
所以当鬼这个声音被听到的时候啊，如果这个鬼的意义没有被知道，不会有害怕。所以你现在听到泰文的鬼的发音，你不会怕，因为你不知道那个是什么意思。
So we see even the fear is accumulated. And when we talk about the accumulated habits,It's not just in this lifetime, but from countless lifetimes before. Like we see small children in the same family, different fears, different attachments, different likes, different dislikes, because those tendencies have been accumulated from lifetime to lifetime.
所以累积其实不是这一世而已。是来自于过去无数次的累积，所以一个家庭里面不同的小孩会有不同的所谓的个性，累积过来的不一样的，所以这也是一个例子，说明有累积这件事情。
So we've been talking about how so much thinking follows the different sense door experiences.
我们现在谈了在五个根门之后呢，很快就是去思考，对不对
？When there'sMoments of hearing, many, many moments of thinking about the sound, so that instantly there is the understanding of the words being spoken.
So, in 耳识之后呢，就有很多思考去想这些声音的意思，所以可以知道这些声音是什么意思。
Moments of seeing visible object are followed instantly by thinking, which conceptualizes the idea of people and things, people sitting in a room discussing Dhamma.
So, 同样的。眼识接收很多色尘之后，就立刻去思考、去概念化，有人、有桌子，在这屋子里。
And is it possible that similar kind of thinking can perform what you call the coordinating, the role of coordinating all the different experiences that are happening, sense door experiences that are happening at a given time?
所以刚刚举的例子呢？代表了你去想的时候可以想任何事情，所以是不是有可能你想象出一个有人在那边统合一切的灵魂在？它是不是你想象出来的？这可能性有吧？你是你想象出来的
？Is it possible?
有可能吗
？That thinking can coordinate the different sense door experiences that are happening at the same time to give us the idea of the world as we perceive it.
所以它问题是有没有可能是你自己想象出来的灵魂？
可能就是接收到这个词，然后就会去赋予它意义，
So when I hear the word, the saw, I give the meaning to it. 他在问说有没有可能是你想象出来的灵魂？
What I'm particularly directing my question to is that when you described the soul, you said it had the role of coordinating things. But I'm asking whether it is necessary to have the idea of a soul, whether it could not just be thinking that coordinates everything.
我们刚刚不是讨论了眼识之后就在想吗？耳识之后就在想吗？那所以灵魂来统合这件事情，是不是也是一个你在想象出来？有没有可能是你想象出来 ？She said yes. It's imagined. The soul is imagined. She said the soul is imagined.
这些纯粹就是我们想象而已呢？我怎么知道说这些只是我们的想象而已？
So how do I know the soul is only imagined?
Can it be directly experienced?
它可以被直接经验吗？
我无法确定说它是确定的，没办法确定。
I'm not sure if I can experience the soul or not experience.
If it hasn't been directly experienced, then it is being imagined.
如果它是不能被直接经验的，它是被想象的。如果它从来没有被任何人直接经验过。
I mean that in the sense that if it hasn't been directly experienced, then its existence has not been verified.
或者说，如果它没有被任何人直接经验，也就是说这件事情并没有被证实过。
So things that have not been verified, we cannot be sure whether they exist or not.
所以它没有被证实过，我们不能确定它是不是存在。
那这么说，就是说灵魂，好像根本是一种想象的邪见的错认跟错觉，那其实他根本是不清楚实相的本质是无我的，他是以自我中心为一个取向，然后成为一个固定的一个可以掌控或者可以成为永恒的那种邪见。
你这是问题还是评论？
不是，我是说照你这样来讲的话，那灵魂是这样的一个状态，应该是这样子。
So this is it's more like a comment to make sure it's the soul is an imagined wrong view. It's a wrong idea. There's a soul to coordinate everything. It's more like an opinion, not really a question.
它是一个自我中心的一个邪见。
It's an egocentric wrong view.
Wrong view depends on whether it's actually a held belief.Or whether it's just an idea that we have. An idea that we have read in a book is not necessarily a wrong view, even if we may tend to give it some credence.
所谓邪见哈，是指你相信的，你认同的一个意见、一个想法。但是如果从书里面读到某些事情的看法，你。看看你也同意，那不一定是邪见，还不一定是邪见。
可是就灵魂来讲，一般人都认为有一个灵魂，那我觉得这个就是你永远没有办法了解法的本质是无我的。
OK，
这个邪见是很严重的。
If we take there is Atta, then we can never understand Dharma.
That's correct. If there is the view, an Atta view like a soul.That is a held view, then this would be a wrong view. But if the Dhamma is heard, there may be conditions to reflect on that wrong view.
那的确，的确，那个是邪见，会阻碍佛法。但是佛法被听到的时候，思考的时候，它也可以是改变这个邪见的一个因缘。